I call him back 4 days later. Keith, did you listen to the CD? No. Well, you know what? In my books, that's three strikes, you're out. So I'll say, Keith, you know what? I'm helping people all over the country earn extra weekly paychecks with this program. Now, I still don't know if it's for you or not. The only way I would know is if you listen to that CD. But you haven't listened to it. That's okay. I understand. Things have come up. But let me ask you this. Did you lose it? And he's going to say, no, I didn't lose it. I'm like, good. Okay, so you still have the CD. Because I didn't want you to be too embarrassed and not tell me if you lost it, because I can get you another one. Great. Well, here's what we need to do at this point is I need to focus with some of the other people that have already joined my team, because I'm going to help them build that check. I'm also still building my check for my family. So should things change for you and you want to listen to the CD, go ahead and listen to it. Here's my number if you don't have it, and call me. Okay? Great. And I leave it at that. Now, if I find myself with nobody to talk to a month from now, I might call Keith again and say, hey, I was just checking in to see how you're doing. But if you're busy and you have too many prospects to deal with, don't call Keith again. It's okay. You know, it's up to him at that point. You did your job. You gave him all the facts in the way that he could get them. Now, if Keith listens to the CD and he says, and at one point he says, yeah, I listened to it, here's a question that I like asking. I say, what did you like best about what you heard? What did you like best about what you heard? Now, Keith might sit there and go, you know what, Art? I can't believe you bugged me about the CD. I listened to it, and it was terrible. I mean, it was horrible. I couldn't stand the people's voice on there. And the company starts with the letter C, and I don't like any companies that start with the letter C. And as a matter of fact, the CD stuck in my CD player, and it broke my CD player in my car. Well, you know what? This business isn't for Keith. That attitude, it's not going to work for him. You know this. You don't need to desperately try to get him to join the business. So you tell him to say, hey, Keith, you know what? I'm sorry about your CD player in your car. Nothing I can do about that. That's not my fault. But I appreciate you listening to the information, and I understand that it's not for you, because I didn't know if it would be for you or not. But should you ever manage to get that CD out of the car, if you can think of anybody else that you know that could use an extra weekly paycheck, you know, maybe we can give them the CD. So I at least try to get a referral out of Keith. And you'd be surprised. You'd probably get a few referrals. Or I might say, Keith, what did you like best? And he might say, man, that service that you guys are talking about that you're selling with this company, that is awesome. And I'll say, great. Well, you know what we need to do? Let's get you started on the service right away. Or he might say, that product, you know, about that helps me stop snoring, or that, you know, it helps me lose weight or gives me more energy or whatever it is that the product is. He says, that sounds really interesting. It's something that I could use, and it's definitely something my wife could use. And you say, well, I'm not going to go there, but you know what? Maybe you guys need to try the product. And you can either bring it over and say, hey, here's a sample. Try it out. It tastes great. Or you can say, here's my website. Let's place the order together right here. Or let's three-way call into the company's order entry, and let's get you on the product right away. And if you have an autoship program, try to put them on autoship. Or Keith might say this. He might say, wow, you know what I really liked? The money part. I mean, I was sitting there listening to the CD, and it was so good. I listened to it again, and every time they talk about the money part, I realize that the chances of me creating a recurring income in my lifetime, well, they're none. It's never going to happen. And for the first time in my life, I realized that I've been working, trading time for money my whole life, and I plan on doing this for the rest of my life, and I finally see that there is an alternative way. There's a way to be like those people that when you're driving around on Wednesday at noon and you're going to go get lunch, and there's a bunch of people playing golf. Well, how can they be playing golf? They must have recurring income. Well, I want to start that. Now, here's what you need to watch out for. If Keith tells you that, your natural instinct is going to be to show off all the information you know about the compensation plan. Because you've been in for 6 months, and you've studied the plan, and you know it back and forth like you wouldn't believe, and you need to tell somebody. And Keith is the perfect guy to tell. But let me tell you, that would be a mistake. Because if you're going to be a compensation plan expert, well, guess what Keith is going to think? I need to be a compensation plan expert to do this business. And he's mentally checked out again. Even if you sponsor him, you've lost the war. So instead of doing that, here's what I recommend. Tell him another story. Yeah, the recording part's great. Let me tell you about my friend Art Jonak. You know what? He worked the business for about 4 or 5 months. Then he was going to get married, and he took about a month off before his wedding. Then he took his first honeymoon of 7. It was a 4-week honeymoon. And during those 4 weeks that he was gone, he continued to get a check from the company. It was incredible. He has recurring income. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to get you on the phone with him. So what you want to do at this point is, again, you want to point them to a third-party tool. And the third-party tool that I recommend at this point is somebody else in the company. It can be your sponsor. It can be an upline leader. It can be somebody in your downline if you wanted to, or somebody cross-line to you. It doesn't matter. Just get them on the phone with somebody else to tell them about the money part. Because at this point, you're going to have to borrow off of somebody else's credibility. That's really going to have the biggest impact with your prospect. So you ask your prospect, hey, what would be maybe two good times that we can reach you? I'm going to try to get you on the phone with Mr. Schreider, you know, Keith Schreider. He's doing well in this business. And they might say, you know, Wednesday at 2 or Thursday at 3. And he'll say, great. Now you might call up Keith and say, hey, Keith, I've, you know, got a hot prospect and they're available these two times. Keith says, hey, Wednesday is definitely not good for me. I'm off to see a concert or something. But Thursday, that works for me. Now you don't need to tell Keith all about the prospect at that point because he'll probably forget. Thursday comes around, 1:55, you guys connect. That's when you tell Keith a little bit about your prospect. You get the prospect on the phone. Let's say the prospect's name is Amy. You say, hey, Amy, this is Art. I've got Mr. Schreider here on the phone with me. You know, his time is valuable. We've got a few minutes of his time, and I promised you I would get him on the phone. So, Mr. Schreider, this is Amy. And Keith can say at this point, he can say, hey, Amy, I know you're excited about the money. And it's very exciting. I mean, it could literally change you and your family's life. But before I tell you about the money part, let me ask you, what has Bob done with you so far regarding this business? And you see, that's where the magic can come in. Because Amy's going to have to sit there and is going to say, well, he sent me a postcard saying he started a part-time business, and I told him, hey, I'd be interested in that too. Or I listened to his voicemail message, and I heard it like 8 times in a row, and finally I said, I might as well ask him about that. Or, you know, or, but somehow he created a prospect out of her. He asked me to listen to this CD or listen to this conference call or watch this website presentation, and I did. And then he asked me what did I like best, and I told him I liked the money part. And then he put me on the phone with you. And see, Keith can at this point say this, Amy, do you think you could do with somebody else what Bob did with you? And Amy has to say yes. Because nowhere in this process did she have to become an expert. Did she have to learn how to tell a 30-minute fact-based presentation? Did she have to learn about the compensation plan? Did she have to learn the ingredients of the product or the levels of the service that you provide? All she had to realize was that she can simply find people who are interested, give them information through a third-party tool, and if they're interested, put them on the phone with somebody else. And at that point in time, Keith can answer her questions, and then he can ask her this question. Is there anything else, Amy, that you need to know in order to get started? And she's going to say no, in which case she can hand the call back to you. You can help her get started, or she's going to say, yeah, I have a few more questions. And Keith will stay on the phone to answer them. And that's a very simple process of exposure for the brand new distributor. They can immediately, as soon as they join, they can go and do a notification, change their voicemail, find a few people that are interested, and get into action right away without having to become experts on this business. And when that happens, you're going to end up sponsoring quite a few people. You're going to find a few customers, you're going to create activity, and you're going to create a bonus check for your new distributor. And what's really important is, well, just like Orion Salas said, if he does two-on-one presentations, which is basically, in essence, a three-way. Because at that point, when he's doing a two-on-one, the person has already expressed an interest in the business, and that's a third-party tool, a two-on-one presentation. You can do it by a three-way call. As long as you're using somebody else to do the presenting, here's what happens. After 10 three-way calls with your new distributor, they've heard you answer questions 10 times. They're going to start to get trained in the process. So instead of sitting there for an hour and trying to train them, why not train them while you're actually in activity? Because it's the activity that's going to generate the bonus check for you. So, Keith, that's, what do you do with somebody once they ask for information? That's one of the ways of getting that information to them.
I've heard you mention this principle before, and you've called it the quarterback club. Is that correct?
Yeah, I call it the quarterback club, and, that might mean something to those of you that are of males. And a lot of women, they just really don't care for football, but it is a football analogy. And in football, what happens is that there's a quarterback. And what he does is he grabs this ball from underneath the, what do they call the center, and the center's all sweaty and the ball's all sweaty, and it's just, it's a nasty sport really. But he grabs this ball, and what he does is his job is to get that ball into the end zone so they can score some points. And he's going to do that one of three ways. He's going to either run the ball himself, and any quarterback that does that more often than not eventually is not going to play the game because they're going to get injured, they're going to get hurt. It's a dangerous thing to do. So what they prefer to do is give the ball to somebody called the running back, which is like this big monster of a guy that looks like a square, and he just runs as hard as he can into the opposing line of players, and hopefully he can get through the score. Or the quarterback passes the ball to somebody that's running down the field called the receiver, and the receiver catches the ball and scores the touchdown. But the analogy is basically this. Your job is to simply take that football, which is the third-party information, hand it off to the people that are interested, and let that third-party tool do the scoring for you, score the touchdown, because it's that third-party tool that will tell the story perfectly every time. And, you know, to close it off, here's something that I learned from a gentleman named Frank Acoin in South Carolina, just a tremendous networker. And here's what he shares. He says, at the end of the day, as a leader, what you want to ask yourself is this. How many times today was the story of my company told by me and by the people on my team on my behalf by a third-party tool? How many times was a story told of the company by me or by somebody on my team today using a third-party tool? And there's a lot of really smart things that happen in that, just that question. One, he mentions a third-party tool because he knows that if the story is told 1,000 times, if it's being told with a third-party tool, it's being told 1,000 times consistently and completely. And it's also a great question to ask because if you've just joined your business, it's just you. And if you only have, say, 30 minutes a day to do this business, do you want to spend those 30 minutes giving half a presentation? Or do you think in those 30 minutes you could point 5 people to a third-party tool? And odds are if you spent those 30 minutes pointing people to a third-party tool, that's 5 times the presentation could have been told on your behalf that day. And if you had 10 distributors each do the same thing, that's 50 times that day that the story is being told in its entirety on, for you on your behalf. And at some point, you might have the story told 100 times a day. For Frank, he gets the story told about 4,000 times a day right now with his business, maybe more. And I guarantee you, if it's told that many times in its entirety, completely and well with a third-party tool, very good things are going to happen. It's inevitable.
The one thing I like about quarterbacks is, well, they make a lot of money. In fact, they probably make, either they make or they're probably number two in line of making the most money on the team. They probably date the best-looking supermodels. And they really don't do much. You know, 97% of the time, they'll just give the ball to somebody else. The other 3%, every once in a while, they'll sneak an easy yard or, you know. But I think the quarterback club is the way to go because, hey, they're the ones who make the most money and they do the less amount of work.
Yeah, they not only get paid the most money, but they get paid that money for a longer period of time. Most quarterbacks, you know, they're in the league longer. If you're a running back and, you know, if you're in a position where you have to be much more in the violent aspect of that sport, you're not going to be around very long. And so, you know, if you want to earn a check for a long time, it's probably the way to go.
Are there any parting thoughts you'd like to add?
This business is very simple once you really learn the skills. Skills involve how to create prospects, and I would prefer to create prospects rejection-free. Skills involve how to present the business to them. Skills involve how to create leaders. And another skill that's involved is working on you. And I believe that the fourth skill is the one that tends to be overlooked the most, but I think it tends to be also the most important. I think the more that you can work on yourself in this business on many aspects, the more you're going to attract some pretty quality people to your business, the more you're going to attract some people that will say, tell me about that business. When they get that information from the third-party tool, they might just take off with this, with your program and just run. And so whenever you get a chance, you know, I love this Tape of the Month program that you do, Keith. I think it's a great way to just get plugged in, hear from other leaders in the industry, find one good idea from them and apply it. You know, pick up a good book once a week, read 15 pages a day. And I'm not talking about a Stephen King book. Yeah, Stephen King's great. It's entertaining. But pick up a book that maybe will work on you. You know, go to a conference. Go to the next, you know, event that your company's putting on. Maybe it's 300 miles away. But you'd be surprised what will happen when you go to that conference. Imagine that. You're either spending a weekend at home that you've done thousands of times. You probably don't remember all the separate weekends that you spent at home because they're all one like the other. Or you can go to a conference, and you know what? You'll never forget going to that conference. And you're going to be excited. You're going to learn something, and you're going to move yourself further. So, you know, just bury yourself in learning the skills that you need to, and if at all possible, you know, work on you. It's a whole different topic, but I would say, you know, that's just the biggest difference between a leader and a non-leader is the one that works on themselves on a consistent daily basis. And at first you don't notice at all, but 2 years from now, the one person that worked on themselves daily and the person that didn't, it's like night and day. They can't even be in the same room together anymore.
Wow, good stuff. You do a lot of stuff for the industry. You have these generic conferences for the entire industry, a couple hundred people speaking to the top money earners of different companies. If someone wants to find out more information about just all the stuff you do for the industry, where would they contact you? You got a web address?
Yep, we did put up a website. It's called MLMPlayers.com, like multi-level marketing players, like basketball or football players, PLAYERS.com. And when you go to that website, that's really a site that we put up. It's more of a hobby for me. Basically, we had as we built our network marketing business, we started getting calls from people that are not in our organization asking us, how do you build it this way? What are you doing? What are you not doing? And so we put up the site. You'll find on the website you can subscribe to what I call the one-minute sponsoring tip. About three times a month or four times a month, I'll send out an email letting people know that I've put up the latest tip. So you have a link and you go can read it online. There's some free e-courses on there that you can subscribe to. There's a few resources that I recommend to the leaders on my team. So you can say, hey, here's what Art recommends to his team. And if we put on a mastermind conference like the one that we're putting on in October, and this is the first one we've put on in over 5 years, you'll find details on those conferences at that website as well.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time tonight and look forward to hearing from you again.
All right. Thanks, Keith.